One day to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This election isn't a referendum. It's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
President Biden will rally Democrats today in Baltimore after campaigning last night for New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, being challenged by Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. Former President Trump's rallied voters in Georgia, in Florida. Today he goes to Ohio.
Biden and the far-left lunatics are waging war on your jobs, your safety, your values, and your freedom.
Republicans are hopeful they can win control of the House. The battle for the Senate depends on some very close races from Arizona to Nevada to Pennsylvania to Georgia. Here's Fox's Gernal Scott.
A day from Election Day, it's all about experience for Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, who says his opponent doesn't have it.
You can't just roll up out of bed one morning, decide to be a United States Senator.
GOP challenger Herschel Walker says it's the numbers that will win the day Tuesday.
If you haven't voted, get out and vote. If you have friends that haven't voted, tell them to get out and vote.
The race in Georgia said it'd be very, very close. A climate summit President Biden will attend Friday starts today.
Poorer countries say it's the rich who pollute the most, but they're the ones suffering. Since last year's summit in Scotland, we've seen drought, flooding, and record-breaking heat. Countries like Pakistan want financial support to combat the effects of climate change and have backing at the UN.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. The price of gas up 4 cents the past week. It is 9 cents lower than a month ago.
But there's no more declines to come, in my opinion, because it is the West, especially California, with huge drops, 36 cents and more, that brought that average down.
Analyst Julie Lundberg survey stations nationwide puts regular at $3.89 a gallon, AAA's national average $3.80. Someone could strike it really rich tonight. The Powerball jackpot, $1.9 billion, a record U.S. lottery prize. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They were target practice. That's what North Korea's military says about its recent barrage of missile tests in protest of U.S. and South Korean Air Force drills. North Korea says its launches practiced merciless strikes on South Korean and American targets, including air bases and operation command systems. Now, the U.S. remains in a sanctions standoff over North Korea's nuclear weapons programs.
The National Security Council's John Kirby spoke about North Korea's actions on Friday and that country's unwillingness to engage in meaningful diplomacy.
Since we have no signs that the Kim regime is interested in that, we've got to make sure we've got appropriate military capabilities ready to go if needed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reiterated America's commitment to South Korea during a joint meeting with that country's defense minister last week, a policy that was reinforced by Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
Any threat to our partners and allies in the region or U.S. personnel, we would certainly respond.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. So are most overseas markets. Coming off last week's losses, the Dow fell more than 1%. The Nasdaq's drop was over 5%. At this time tomorrow morning, if you're up at this hour, you might see something cool.
Tuesday's total lunar eclipse is the second time the Earth will pass directly between the Moon and the Sun this year, but the last time it will happen for the next 3 years. In North America, the farther west you are, the better your chance to spot the eclipse, with totality lasting nearly 1.5 hours from 5:16 a.m. to 6:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's Fox's Richard Jordan. There's a new NASCAR champion.
Joey Logano, he's already built a Hall of Fame career. Today, he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR.
Logano won the NASCAR championship race in Phoenix on NBC. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. And then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.